So this very lovely place, just on the bank of the Jamuna, is called Chir Ghat or Chir Haran Ghat. I have seen a place in Vrindavan town, not far from Keshi Ghat.
We'll see it tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow you'll see, okay. That is also known as Chir Ghat. And it's mentioned by Biswanath Thakavarti Thakur. But that's a different pastime. What happened there was, and Krishna slipped that, he switched everybody's cloth around. So when they came out of the water, nobody could find their cloth. It was all mixed up. So that is another pastime. But the pastime we read in Srimad Bhagavatam happened right here, just next door to us, is Kachaini Devi Temple. It's closed right now. Maybe somebody knows Hindi can go there and find out what time darshan will open. Some Hindi bala can go there and ask the pujari what time darshan will open. Because maybe we take prasad, or maybe even before we take prasad, we'll be able to get darshan. Any volunteer? Okay. So like I said, just after this month of Kartik, I can't remember the name of the month. What is it, Margashirsh? Something like that?
Mag.
No, Mag is next after that. Margashirsh. So, and on our Vaishnava calendar we see it says beginning of Katyayani Vrat. So all the gopikas convince their parents, their mothers and fathers, that as good chaste girls, they should worship Kachayini in order to get proper husband. Of course, they had a secret desire in their heart that they kept very well hidden from their mother. So well hidden that even their mothers didn't know what their real desire was. This is the first time in history. Because you can fool all of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all of the time. You can fool all of the people some of the time, some of the people all of the time. But you can't fool mom. Is it? I have practical experience. I took my daughter with me to Rath Yatra in Angeles. Otherwise, she lives in the Lacho, which is 4,500 kilometers away, 3,000 miles away. So we had wonderful Rath Yatra in Los Angeles, and my daughter, she wanted to come with me to San Francisco Rath Yatra. Sorry, let me call your mother and make sure it's okay. So I called up my wife, 1,500 kilometers away. He said, Gopal wants to go to San Francisco Rath Yatra with me. What? You don't know what happened there? You're there and you don't know what happened? I said, what happened? They slept on the beach at Dennis Beach. Nobody sees her after dark. It's so dangerous. And they all those kids slept on the beach and you don't even know and you're there. She's 4,500 kilometers. Every day all the gopikas would gather together. They would wander through the forest. First, as they're in the village, they have their heads covered. You just see, because it's very close of breath coming. What you hear is a ching, 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 ching. They're ankle belts. They're very quiet. As soon as they get to the outskirts of the village, then they pull out their veils and they all begin to chatter, and just like little girls, all laughing and joking. In this way, they were eating, what is that called? Salt. Havis, something like that, yeah. Havisan. Just imagine, you're all anxious for prasadam, and prasadam comes, there's no salt, huh? So no salt and no spices, they're eating this type of special type of khichdi and taking cold bath in Jamuna every day. So finally came to the end of Katyayani Vrat. And again all the little gopikas came, little puffs of breath coming underneath their shawls or veils like this. Just the ching, 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 ching of the ankle bells. As soon as they get outside of the village, they pull off their veils, they laugh and joke like little girls, and they come down. But today, this is the end of the month, it's very cold. And Prabhupada explains, there's a special place on the river where no men go, only the ladies go. Because the ladies sometimes bathe naked. So no men are allowed, so they went to that spot where only the ladies go. And they took off all their clothes and put it on the bank of the Jamuna. Then they went to the water's edge and they put their little lotus toes in the water. And somebody pushed one of them. You go. Anyhow, they finally entered into the cold waters of Jamuna. And they were taking their bath and laughing and joking with one another. Meanwhile, Krishna made some excuse for his cowherd boys that he had to go somewhere. And his little boys with him were too small to know what is man, what is girl. Then Krishna, he tied his ankle bells in such a way they wouldn't make any noise. And he grabbed everybody's cloth and he climbed up in this kadamba tree here. Then he chastised the gopis. What are you girls doing bathing naked in the Jamuna? Don't you know this is not proper? And they all looked and they saw Krishna up in the kadamba tree. So they all went deeper in the water up to the neck. You have created a big offense to the Jamuna. You should all come out of the water and pay your obeisances and beg forgiveness for the offense, and then I'll give you back your clothes. And all the gopis, they looked at each other. They thought Krishna is just joking. I'm serious. And the gopis began to argue. But you're the respectable son of Nanda Maharaj. You can't do things like this. Please go away and give us back our cloth. He said, no, I'm serious. Unless you come here on the bank of the river, pay your obeisances and beg forgiveness, I'm not giving back your cloth. Argued in so many ways that you're the son of the king of Braj, you're very respectable, you can't do things like this. And so finally they said, alright, we're going to go tell Mother Yasoda. Sorry, go. Go tell her. You can go not tell Mother Jatila also, I don't care, go tell. Hurry up, I'm getting tired, otherwise I'm going to make a hammock out of all your saris and go to sleep here. So then all the gopis looked at each other and they laughed. And finally their fingers and toes are turning blue. Their teeth are chattering. They're all looking at one another. And Krishna, come. I'll come all at once or come one by one, but come out of the water. Come pay your obeisance to Jamuna, beg forgiveness for the offense, and take back your cloth. So one gopi pushed the other gopi. You go first. No, I'm not going. You go. No, I'm not going. You go. Like this, they're all pushing one another. And just look at you. Then they started to come out of the water. But as soon as they got waist deep, the saki named Shyness stopped them from moving. Their legs became unable to walk anymore. They stood there waist deep in the water, covering themselves with their two arms. And Krishna said, just look at you. You've even untied your hair. This is not proper at all. You should all immediately tie up your hair. And they all looked at one another, because their arms are being used as shield. Now to tie your hair, you need to use your arms. And they all looked and said, come on, what are you doing? Why are you getting cold? So finally, they had to tie their hairs in little buns like this. And then they came out of the water, but they had three places to cover and only two hands to cover. Best they could, they managed to cover themselves. and came out of the water. Then Krishna said, by one, place your hands on top of your head like this, bow down and beg forgiveness, and I'll give you back your clothes. So everyone looked at one another, and then they all came, they put their hands over their head, they bowed down, paid their obeisances, and Krishna gave him back their, each one their cloth, like that. Then they all stood, all dressed up, and they all stood there on the bank of Jumna looking at Krishna. They were just laughing and laughing, and just glancing, shy little glances. They didn't want to go. So in this way, Prabhupada explains, because a woman could only be naked before her husband, that Krishna accepted them as his wives. Told them, you better hurry home. They didn't want to leave, but somehow or other they all managed to. Laughing and laughing with one another, feeling, although they externally they were sort of angry with Krishna, internally they were very happy that Krishna had accepted them all as their wives, because this was their vrat. They were performing this Kanchani vrat. Everyone wanted to get Krishna as their husband. Now, who were these gopis? Because we heard in the Ras Leela there's different categories of gopis. Just like there's one category called the Rishichari gopis. You remember when Lord Ram was in the forest and he met all the rishis worshipping Gopal, and they saw him and they realized this is the same Gopal. And they all desired conjugal relation with him. He said, no, this avatar, I ekapatni vrat, next avatar. So they all came back as the Rishichari gopis. Like this, there's all various grades. We don't have time to go into all of it like that. But there was one fellow named Ghosh in Bengal. And he was very, very opulent. Very great aristocratic man with so much opulence. And he had one lotus. But it sometimes happened, just like we saw, there was big financial meltdown. He had a financial meltdown. And he became destitute. We see the goddess of fortune, she's known as Chanchal. Very fickle. She stays with somebody for some time and then run away. So he became destitute. He began to wander hither and thither with all his daughters, trying to find out some employment somewhere. They did little odd jobs here and there. Somehow they heard about this Nanda Baba in Braj, who had 9 lakhs of cows. They thought, oh good, we'll get a lot of employment there. So they all came and begged Nanda Baba to employ them. So all those girls became the gopis who took care of the cows, milking of the cows. So when they were milking the cows, from the corner of their beautiful lotus petal eyes, they would see this beautiful son of Nanda Maharaj, and they became very attracted to him. So to perform this Kachayani vrat, and they would get Krishna as their husband. So all of this 1 lakh of girls, they were all the women of Mithila. When Lord Ram came to Mithila to marry Goddess Sita, every woman in Mithila wanted to have relation with Lord Ram. He said, no, this avatar, ekapatni vrat, only one wife. Next avatar, you wait. So they all took birth as this daughters of this fellow named Ghosh, and they became employed in the Goshal of Nanda Maharaj, and see, beautiful son of Nanda Lala from the corners of their eyes, they developed this desire to get married with him, and they performed this Kachayani vrat to get Krishna as their husband. These were the Mithila Vasani gopis. Like Vishichari gopis, this is Mithila Vasani gopis. Now, we saw a Kadamba tree back there, Biharvan. All the leaves were going up on that Kadamba tree, you remember? This is a very rare Kadamba tree. All the leaves are hanging down just like cloth, isn't it? Every other Kadamba tree I saw, the branches are up and the leaves are up. But here you see all the leaves are hanging down. Very, very rare Kadamba tree. Very special Kadamba tree. Very ancient Kadamba tree. And last year when I came here, there were steps there. Now there's no steps where you all guys are sitting beyond here. And they've made these big, this is the first time I'm seeing these big blockades here. I guess they were afraid that Jamuna was going to wash away the temples just on the Banga. So they made these blocks to keep the temple from washing away. But so much sand came, all the stairs have disappeared. And like I said before about this fellow Sriji Baba, this little shrine here is another service of Sriji Baba in Braj. He built this little shrine here with this very funny picture of Krishna and all the gopis. And somehow, although Jamuna used to be very close here, and they built all these things to keep her away, she's gone far away today. Way across, we see the beautiful waters of Jamuna.